Hey friends, you're listening to This Quote Changed My Life, a podcast about inspired action. My name is Tracy and I'm the host of the show. Thank you for joining me for yet another episode of my podcast. If you're new to the podcast, hello. I'm a wellness coach and a creative arts therapist who has one too many favorite inspirational quotes saved on Instagram. So I decided to share it with you through a podcast. I really do think that words and quotes have the power to inspire us into action, so I hope that you find a quote that resonates with you. For episode 88, we're going to talk about how to work on your goals so your future becomes something you're actively and intentionally working on. The quote this week is, "Planning is bringing the future into the present so that you can do something about it now." And that's a quote from Alan Lakin, who is an American author who famously wrote the book How to Get Control of Your Time and Your Life. So he should know what he's talking about, right? So like Alan, today we're going to discuss three things we can do to keep ourselves on track with our goals by being intentional and active. Planning means we're taking control of what's happening in our lives and how we spend our time. And by doing this, we create our future. The first piece of advice is to keep a to-do list. Goals aren't the action, it's the result. You need to start creating actions that will result in your goal. How many of us write a shopping list so that we have a guide of what we need in the kitchen when we get home? Without an ingredients list and without intentionally shopping it, we wouldn't have dinner, right? Dinner is the goal, but the act of shopping and securing the ingredients are the actions needed to get there. So look at your goal. What is it that you want? A better job, a new car, start a new business? Great. That's where you want to end up. The result, or at least where you're aiming, you could go bigger and pivot, but for the next while, this is your direction. Then you need to investigate and create a to-do list of things that will move you towards your goal. A new job might mean that you will talk to a career advisor to see what potential you have for something new. A new car might mean you set up a savings reminder to set aside $100 a month towards the car. Start a new business. You might want to consult with a local small business advisor to see what you need to do to register yourself and get started. Keep adding things to your specific list that move you forward. Even if it seems small or not enough, everything you cross off your list will bring you closer to your goal. A little add-on for this to-do list is to put a due date on it. I know that if I have a due date on my to-do list on my phone, it reminds me to at least get started before it changes too late. And once I get started, I usually just get it done straight away. So put a due date on things. The second piece of advice is to be aware of your priorities and be responsible for the time given to you. And I've talked about this before, we all have a choice every day to spend the time that we have on things we want in our lives. And I also know that we have responsibilities as adults, as parents, as carers, as family, as employees. There is always something that we're tethered to that we need to pay attention to. So we need to find rational balance between the things we need to do because we have a responsibility to fulfill and the things we need to do in order to reach our goal, which can feel just as important. But in my opinion, we can do both, but often just not at the same time without some juggling or support. So if you're lucky and do have that support around you where you can focus on your goals, then that's awesome. But when you don't have that support and you need to look at what your priorities are that day, that week, or that month, and then be in charge of your time and where you're spending it, that can be tough. Often your day-to-day or week-to-week schedule is always changing, so you need to get into setting good habits and spending time wisely. What is your priority today or this week or this month? What can you do to focus on it? What do you need in order to do it? And also think about what's not your priority right now. Maybe binge watching Marvel movies could be done at the end of the month when you've done the work that you need to do first. Have a think about that one. The third and last piece of advice I have for working towards your goals intentionally is to know your obstacles. I've also discussed this on the podcast before, and I think it's worth reminding ourselves about. We should know ourselves pretty well and know what problems we've run into before when we've tried something new or different. If we want to play the long game in order to build on our goals, we need to understand that it won't all be smooth sailing. There will be challenges and learning opportunities, and it's important that when we meet these obstacles, we look at it with a better mindset. Obstacles don't mean that we give up, that there's no way through it. Obstacles give us the opportunity to develop new ways of doing things. Knowing what challenges you might run into along the way and having a plan to work with it or around it will mean that you keep going despite the obstacle. An example might be having a podcast, which can be really time consuming to keep up, especially if you're a weekly show. For me, I am a solo podcaster. I do it all on my own, and I'm also a mom of three kids and a carer. So over the years, I've had to figure out how to balance those things and decided to schedule in breaks during school holidays so that one, I'm still consistent with my podcast, and two, I'm there for my kids when they're home. It's no longer an obstacle because I looked at what the challenge was, consistency with both, and then came up with a solution so neither thing suffered because of the other. And then I kept going. Look at your obstacles, figure out what the main issue is, and then create a solution that is the next best step. It might not be perfect or what you actually wanted, but if it means you keep going, then keep going. So again, this week's quote was, planning is bringing the future into the present so that you can do something about it now, by Alan Lakin. And to summarize, my three pieces of advice to help you keep working intentionally towards your goals are, keep a to-do list with due dates, be aware of your priorities and time, and be aware of what's not your priority, and know your obstacles. I think those three pieces of advice cover the gist of things. There is probably a lot more advice out there, but I also think that when we get too many ideas, we start to focus on those ideas instead of the task at hand. Setting good habits should be really simple. It should be the task and execution on repeat. Remember that we might not always be motivated, but if we can build repeatable actions, it will start to form good habits in us, and you will get to your goal sooner. I really hope that you enjoyed this episode of This Quote Changed My Life. Let me know what you think by finding me on Instagram under @MakeSunshineCo. Did you like my pieces of advice? Was it good? Was it terrible? Next week will be the last episode before a few weeks break. As I mentioned, this episode, I do break over my kids' school holidays, which is at the end of September and into October. And then I'll be back to round out the year. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast and let your friends know the quotes you hear. Maybe they'll get some inspiration too. Thanks again, everyone. I'll speak to you next time. Bye.